No, let's just fly into that this fuck thing.
Dick.
Okay, tape's rolling. You guys go for it. Give a formal intro, and I don't know.
Hi there. My name's David Singer, right here on WCDB. I'm here with Michael Greenfield and the members of the Violent Femmes. We've got Brian Ritchie, Gordon Gano, and Victor DeLorenzo. Good try at the pronunciation.
Pretty good pronunciation. Mm.
All right, thanks.
Pretty good.
Thanks a lot. Just want to start with kind of basic intro to interview type question, talking about the tour that you guys are on. Basically, whatever you want to say about it, how long it's been so far, how much longer you got to go, where you've been, where you're going, the whole thing.
It's been going on for too long, and it will continue for an extremely long period.
That was pretty good. Are you guys having a good time? How about that?
Oh, yeah. We always try and have a couple laughs every day.
We try, but we usually fail.
Uh-huh. Recently, we had Aztec Camera up here. They were touring around the States. They mentioned that the night before they were here, they had played in Boston. You guys jumped up on stage with them, did a Garageland from The Clash with those guys.
Yeah, it was a little more arranged than that. We had talked to them before they went out for their set and asked if we could sit in, and Roddy said that Brian and I could come up and play on the Clash song Garageland, which we did. We made total fools of ourselves, but we all had fun.
It was a lot of fun. Audience seemed to like it. We know them pretty well now because we hung out with them in Milwaukee, which is our hometown, and also a little bit in New York and Boston, and we're with their manager and when we were in England, so we got a pretty close connection with those guys.
Uh-huh. And speaking of various places around Milwaukee, you said you're home. How is the response to the band in Milwaukee at this point, and then in other places around the country throughout this tour and what you know?
Well, the condition in Milwaukee as it is now is as follows. We used to have quite a following of people who were more or less, I guess, considered to be in the underground faction. I mean, people that appreciated what we did, but they weren't really mainstream. Now it seems as though the diehard fans have more or less slacked off in coming to our shows, and what we have now is more of a middle class type of an audience. So we have a lot of people come to see us now, but they're not always the people that really want to listen to what you're saying. Sometimes they're just into it for the whole scene of it.
Mm-hmm. To just get to a point I wanted to
get to. It's gotten that big.
Uh-huh.
Just letting you know.
Rolling Stone gathers no moss.
Yeah. Mike.
Well.
help me, Mike Ely.
Speaking about that, no, I really had a question because, speaking about critical acclaim, you know, you guys are getting critical acclaim from the critics, but what do you think about non-commercial success? You know, commercial radios don't seem to like you guys.
It's and they're afraid of it. It's all a front for the CIA anyway, as far as I can tell. I think that whoever the head of the CIA has been telling commercial stations not to play us or Syndicate or any of those other weird drug-oriented bands.
Yeah, it seems perfectly obvious to me.
It has to be some kind of higher-ups that are wheeling and dealing and keeping us out. But yeah. I think we pretty much expected not to have commercial radio just playing. I think
it wouldn't be right.
Yeah, you know, basically what happened, to tell you the truth, they tried to work on us on the whole thing. They didn't even want us to play it, you know, CIA and all that.
Oh, yeah, that's
and,
right.
But we've been playing it anyway because we're that cool, basically.
No, because once the CIA realized that your station only had 5 watts, then they figured it wouldn't matter anyway.
That's right. I knew there was some other reason why they let us get off that easy. I read one time where you guys bring around tapes of bands that I suppose are, or Brian does, bands that are friends of yours from Milwaukee. Do you guys still?
Well, that's all part of a story which centered around one of our appearances at Folk City. We were playing in a series there called the Music for Dozens series, which is put on by a couple of writers, Mike Hill and Ira Kaplan. And we were playing there with a band which we brought out from Milwaukee called the Ghostly Trio. And in between the different sets, we played a tape which was a collection of all kinds of music from Milwaukee made by people from Milwaukee or in cities outside of Milwaukee close by.
And we still we have the tape, but we haven't been playing it as much lately. But maybe we'll start again.
We played it some around besides the Folk City gig. We played
That's where it started, because the whole evening was called Milwaukee Comes to New York.
We played it a lot on our first tour, but lately we've been just playing the blues. But maybe we'll get back to promoting Milwaukee again.
Not a bad idea. I was kind of impressed, actually, that you guys that I read that you guys were doing that in the first place.
Well, actually, what we're doing now to sort of tie this together even more is that we're going to be playing not tonight, but tomorrow night in New York City. And the band that's going to be opening up for us is a band called the R&B Cadets, and they are from Milwaukee, too.
Great. What is the band scene like in Milwaukee right now? What's the club scene? And what's, in terms of radio, besides from yourselves, who now have gotten, at least, I'm sure, getting played a little bit in Milwaukee, is there any venues in terms of radio? Is it just college, or are there any stations willing to take chances? What's the whole scene like, basically?
The club scene is really bad. There's one jazz club, and it's not really prospering that well, I don't think. And that's where we got our start. And there's not any rock clubs. There's just places that have rock music maybe once or twice a week. And it's not any kind of certain rock club. All those closed down. There's some heavy metal bars. As far as radio is concerned, there's a station called WMSE, which is a college station. They play a lot of different kinds of music. But on the commercial stations, there's absolutely no creativity at all.
Yeah,
whatsoever.
Find that a lot around the whole country. In Albany here, you know, similar situation where it's hard to get anything except for on college radio, which is limited in itself because you just don't have the college radio stations. Unfortunately, don't even get the records due to lack of experience and ability to get to the record companies and talk to the right people.
Yeah, well, our college radio station used to be even freer than it is now. Now that some guy from the faculty sort of muscled them into changing their format, so now they play a lot of heavy metal and a lot of ordinary stuff, because he figures that trains the DJs to be successful in commercial radio later on, which is totally absurd. I mean, if that means that it subdues their intelligence to the point where they're willing to play heavy metal in a commercial station, I guess that's true, but I don't understand that.
Well, why don't we just take a break right now for something from the album. This is from the Violent Femmes LP, and the name of the song is Kiss Off.
Okay. All right, I guess we can start again, huh? You want to start, Mike, or you got something?
Oh,
or,
no, go ahead. You're doing
No, you have something on?
I don't know, you could start it off. I don't know.
Fine, all right. Okay.
We're back.
Wow, it was refreshing hearing
it's
Kiss
It's really
off
nice
again.
To be back. You know, really miss you.
I told you shouldn't have had that drink while they were playing Kiss Off.
I'm sorry.
Listen, we're going to try to get a couple more questions if you don't mind. Is that all right with you guys?
Well, we thought that the interview
had resumed.
Fine.
This is it, right?
If you got, listen, while I'm going to ask questions to Brian and Gordon, if you want to walk around and like pull tape and stuff like do stuff like that. You can do that while you know.
No, I'll listen and I'll throw in some.
Okay, right. Good, terrific.
Well, I have a question though. Since I'm not doing very much anyway, I'll just ask a question to Gordon about the lyrics. I guess everybody asks you about frustration and like childhood. Where's like the past? You know, where's this all coming out of? All this anger and frustration that I hear in your songs. I guess everybody hears them.
Where does it come from?
Well,
a lot of it from personal experience, but I wouldn't feel like I'm the only one who ever felt any feelings like that, or I have some special insight, because I think there's a lot of people which have had frustrations and sufferings. I don't think you can avoid it in life. Well, I don't think it'd be good if you did avoid it. But still, that doesn't make it easier.
So what about all these bands and, success and romantic success? You know, you're not talking about romantic love. You're talking about, boy, this is, you know, a tough...
What?
Well, it's tough to tell a musician what he's talking about.
Right.
What, you know,
what I feel.
I don't know. Let's talk about something else.
Well, you do you like them? I mean, do you like the lyrics?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
They're different. You know? All right. what?
So different that
you don't know what he's talking about.
Sort of. I don't know. We have that feeling with get that feeling with the Talking Heads also. You know, try to look at what David Byrne is trying to say, and that you know, I can you know we can get move on kind of smoothly, hopefully, from what we were just talking about to. You know, you read all the articles about the Violent Femmes, which luckily you guys are getting a lot of press. What you know, what you keep reading is this Jonathan Richman garbage and the Velvet Underground. And you know, I mean, I could just ask you that, and you could just say, "Oh yeah, whatever." But I mean, where is there anything you guys particularly feel you have been heavily influenced by, or is it just, I mean, a total gut feelings that you guys are putting out? I you know, listen, and I do hear similarities and to you know other musicians, but I mean you hear that by any band. There's no band that has no similarities. I mean I listen to Good Feeling. I like that song a lot, and I think it sounds like Neil Young. I listen to Confessions, and I think sounds like I don't know. I don't know what you guys have to say. But
our road manager and myself were talking about how Neil Young could do a good cover of Good Feeling.
Yeah,
we talked about that yesterday.
Really?
As far as the influences are concerned, people point out the Velvet Underground and Jonathan Richman because they're real proud that they've heard of those bands, and they want to point out to the readers and that they know about those bands.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know what a lot of our other influences are,
which
are more obscure. Mainly, I think blues. We listen a lot to Howling Wolf and Muddy Waters, Robert Johnson, things like that, even though we don't use the blues structure that much.
Certainly jazz also, particularly as far as Victor's drumming would go.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of us, I think we'd probably, besides just having a solo section where somebody specifically takes a solo, we probably have more sections than most rock bands where it's sort of a little bit free form for everybody.
Yeah, right. Like, it's particularly the ends of songs where, like, you have the sax coming in and kind of going wild, almost like a James Blood Ulmer kind of mess, you know?
Yeah, that's sort of on par with what we do. And we're influenced in general by 60s rock and roll, I would say, which includes the Velvet Underground, but isn't limited to that. I mean, we like the Stones and the Byrds and...
I think I'm influenced.
And all that kind
I'm
of
influenced
stuff.
A lot by old country music. Cause that's what I grew up listening to a lot of, and I still love a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could hear it in the some of the songs that aren't on record already. That we heard you guys do last night. You want to get into that kind of stuff? What in terms of we heard quite a bit of stuff when you guys played in concert that isn't on vinyl right now. What do you guys got?
That's true. And if you don't mind my cutting it off, we have planned to record another album full of almost entirely different songs that were on the first album. They're going to be different ones.
And, I hope so.
And they're going to be. We figured that'd be good strategy. And we're going to record it in January and plan on having it come out next spring. And so some of those songs that you heard last night would be on that album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I figured. You've mentioned also going to England and
right. We were just over in England and we did a single there for Rough Trade Records, and that was "Ugly" and "Gimme the Car" were the two songs on that single. And I don't think it's out yet, but hopefully it will be soon.
"Gimme the Car" is that legendary one that got you kicked out of high school, huh, or whatever you got. Or whatever, honor society, whatever.
Got him kicked off the police force.
So you guys, you wanted to be a policeman. What did other guys...
I must say, I am Serpico.
Okay, Frank.
I've come, yes.
Paco.
Right, well, it's me.
Uh-huh. I was wondering when I saw the trench coat, what kind of, you know... What you are anyway. Just the whole thing.
He's Prince's half-brother.
Prince, yes. You know, Minneapolis, Milwaukee, Twin Cities.
You guys are, I don't know if it's lucky enough or whatever, the whole thing. You guys have a video. The song that's on it is "Gone Daddy Gone," and was that? Did you guys choose that song? Or did the record companies heavily influence you into that type of thing, or how does that work?
We chose it ourselves for the video. In fact, we made our own video of it before we made the one that you see. But Slash wouldn't let us use it. We made a different one.
So they did have some sort of influence, obviously.
Yeah, they wanted something that was more akin to a commercial than something that was artistic.
What was the song that you chose originally?
Or was the same song?
Oh, what you did on the video, I see.
Some obscure video that'll show up some year if we get famous enough.
All right. I was curious about why you chose that song. It is, by whatever standards, college radio, whatever, relatively possibly commercially accessible or whatever it is. But I know Blister in the Sun, for example, is the one that took off here first. Mm-hmm. It got, even started to get requested. You guys opened with it last night. And then even last night I saw people going wild yelling, "Come on, do Kiss Off," like all night until you finally did it.
Uh-huh. Well, Added Up is definitely the most popular number. And then it, depending on what city we go to, it's Blister in the Sun or Kiss Off or Gone Daddy Gone is pretty popular. Confessions is real popular. So we could make more videos, and just like Michael Jackson did, made a video for every song on his album. We could do that if we wanted to.
But every song on his album is a single.
And every one of his songs is a hit single besides.
That's right.
Which we have a single out of Gone Daddy Gone.
I think part of the reason which might have gone into thinking of Gone Daddy Gone as a video is just that the sound of Blister and Kiss Off being probably, it seems silly to call it radical, but maybe it is because it just doesn't sound like anything that would be on a radio, you know, as far as just the...
A little bit violent. I don't know.
Well, and the acoustic, that there was no electric guitar at all on it or anything. And so we figured that Gone Daddy Gone might be, if we were going to break into any kind of a commercial market, which after all, I mean, we would love to do that. We would love to reach more people and hear our music. So that was some of the thinking we went behind doing that one as a video. And it's got a good beat, and we like to dance to it and give it a 98.
Okay. Well, guys, hope you enjoy the rest of your tour. I really appreciate you guys coming up to the station. Brian
sure.
Ritchie, Gordon Gano, or whatever I pronounce.
Gano.
Gordon Gano. Gordon Gano and Victor DiLorenzo.
That's it. Praise God.
Wow, we might come back.
Well, thanks once again to coming to Albany
We want to also take the time now to just say thank you to all the people in Albany who have supported us. And
Albany.
Also Albany. Albany.
You complain when people mispronounce your name and then you just go around and insult
him
and
say
"Gan
Daddy Gan." So it sort of gave me a hard edge on my consonants. But anyway, please, everybody in Albany, buy the next record.
Albany.
And I hope you really appreciate the fact that we came to the city and we really want to come back again because we had a lovely tech.
Well, thanks a lot for coming, and thanks for coming up to the station, guys. We're going to move on right now with just one more cut from the LP, a song called "Good Feeling," and thanks again, guys, for coming up.
Thank you.
Okay.
What is the
What's the
number of it?
It's right here.
91
MM. Oh, okay, praise.
It's probably on that program guide also.
Praise.
Use more if you say just, you know, if you, when you identify us as WCDB Albany. Don't say in or anything in between, just WCDB Albany.
Okay. All right.
That way we can use it at the top of every hour.
All right, I'm ready to do one.
Every damn hour. Go for it.
Hi, this is Victor DiLorenzo of the Violent Femmes, hoping that you are having fun right now listening to WCDB 91 FM. Albany.
You did it right.
I did it wrong.
Don't worry about it.
He's a quick stop.
Take two.
It's that acting.
Take two. Hi, this is Victor DiLorenzo from the Violent Femmes. And right now, I'm sitting in the studios of WCDB Albany.
91 FM.
No, Albany is important, not 91 FM.
You don't have to say 91 FM.
Say whatever you want. You can say as much.
To make it legal, you got to say WCDB Albany.
Hello, my name is Gordon Gano of the Violent Femmes, and I like to do whatever I want and say whatever I want, and particularly listen to whatever radio station I want, which right now happens to be WCDB Albany 91 FM.
Let's just do one together.
All right.
Hi.
Hi.
We're the
Violent Femmes. And you're listening to
WCDB.
Albany, 91 FM.
Now we'll get some more Ritalin into our bodies.
Let's go use heroin.
Thank you.